Gulf Oil Disaster Compensation Czar Kenneth Feinberg spelled out today how the next phase in the process will work now that this week's deadline for emergency short-term claims has come and gone. Now, people and businesses along the coast will have to decide whether to accept lump sum payments to cover long-term damages, payments which also come with an agreement not to sue BP and other companies involved in the Deepwater Horizon explosion. Feinberg says if they're not sure they want to do that, they can go with option number two, taking quarterly payments for damages without giving up the right to sue. Ken Feinberg's faced stinging criticism for not paying out enough quickly enough, but unlike other funds he's administered, like the 9/11 fund, claimants here come from across the country and in the Gulf. Dentists who said they lost work filed alongside fishermen. Rick Jervis is covering the story for USA Today. Rick, Ken Feinberg says he hopes people will take the lump sum and, as he said, move on with life. But you spoke with oystermen along the coast who say that's hard. Why?
It's difficult for some of these oystermen to accurately kind of assess what their damage is. They basically have to hire the state-certified sort of assessors. And so these assessors cost anywhere from $100 to $1,000 per acre. And some of these oystermen have up to 10,000 acres of, like, oyster beds. So it's a really significant out-of-pocket expense for them. Yeah. And so they're finding it difficult to give, like, an accurate assessment of what their damage is.
Right, and he has said, Feinberg has said, he won't pay for those assessors, so that's a big expense up front for the oystermen. But Feinberg has boasted of paying out close to $2 billion in emergency claims to 150,000 or so claimants in 90 days. That seems pretty good. But today, reporters pressed him on inconsistencies. For instance, half the money paid out in Florida went to counties where there's no oil on the beaches, and large car rental companies in Alabama say they've all received different payouts, even though they made the same claims.
That's been one of the biggest sort of complaints of the whole process, is that there seems to be kind of inconsistencies as far as who's actually getting money and the kind of amounts of money getting paid. And not just that, there's been sort of inconsistencies, but that Feinberg hasn't really given much detail as to how these sums are actually being processed, how he's actually coming to these amounts. And so that's been one of the main sort of criticisms, for him to be more transparent about how he's coming to these figures.
And he did say today that he knows there are inconsistencies and mistakes. He will meet with Alabama officials next week. So he seemed to be taking the criticism seriously.
He is. He seems to be taking a proactive role in trying to explain some of these sort of inconsistencies. What he hasn't done yet is made public his formulas of how he's actually coming to some of these amounts.
Well, in addition to the lump sum for the long-term damages, Feinberg said today it's going to take weeks to clear out the 400,000 or so emergency short-term claims, and that many of them will be denied. He says they're fraudulent, underdocumented. A fisherman would claim $30,000 in lost revenue but only submit his fishing license, you know, with no sense that he'd have had that kind of revenue. But if people do believe they're shortchanged, can they appeal?
There is an appeals process. Right now, for some of the emergency claimants, they could take their appeal to the Coast Guard. And they could also take it to court and try to appeal the process there. Feinberg also basically said today that during the lump sum payout, if there's a claimant who feels he was shortchanged during the emergency payout, he could also bring that up, and Feinberg will actually consider sort of adjusting his emergency payment during the lump sum payout. So there are vehicles, there are avenues where claimants can actually appeal.
Well, some, including Joe Nocera, financial writer for The New York Times, have come to the conclusion that Feinberg's doing the best he can with a tough situation and doing the one thing that this whole system is supposed to accomplish, which is keeping people out of courts where they will never get as much in damages as they would through this kind of a fund. And he's also commissioned an independent report on something called proximity. Are there people who are not, for instance, in direct proximity to the spill who have gotten payouts?
Oh, yes, absolutely. I mean, Feinberg actually brought up today several cases about giving payouts to people in Miami, to people in the Keys, which oil never actually touched their shores. The question becomes, you know, where does it end? Where do you draw the line?
Right. Well, and it's a Solomon-like job that he has. Rick Jervis, New Orleans-based reporter for USA Today. Thank you.